Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 9:56. Dave Cohen pops in to tell me that a thunderstorm warning has been issued for the Slidell area. Tornado warning, beg your pardon. A strong thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is over the Slidell area. The causeway is closed as well. That cell is moving northeast. So a tornado warning for Slidell, not one spotted or anything, but a strong thunderstorm that is capable of producing a tornado is over the Slidell area right now. Newell Norman is in Metairie joining us now. How's the weather been there, Newell?
We've had rain off and on. We had one bad cell around 8:40 to about 8:55, 56, and rain was actually going sideways, and a lot of my patio furniture was blown and thrown about the backyard, but it lasted for that period of time, and right now it's just a light drizzle.
Well, Mike, we are joined by Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy.
You're on with Newell Norman and myself. Tell me what's going on in St. Tammany.
Actually, I'm here at the EOC in downtown Covington. We have a partial activation of our EOC with fire, emergency medical services, GOSEP, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, our Public Works Department, and others as we're going through this line of rain and strong winds here in St. Tammany.
And I know there's been a tornado warning issued because of a strong line of showers. Do you know of anything that's been spotted or seen on the ground as far as tornadic activity?
Actually, my EOC director, Clint Ory, just passed me a note that a tornado has been spotted in the Slidell area off of Highway 11. And we're now under a tornado warning. So, yeah, one has been spotted in the Slidell area, not knowing any effects of that at this time. But we're also experiencing high water in some areas, roadways submerged. And our sheriff's department has high water vehicles positioned in strategic areas across the parish as well.
How much rain, Mike? Do you know?
Not exactly sure of the amount of rain. There was a strong line that came through earlier, but it did come down hard and fast. We're seeing some effects of the winds at this time as well.
And what are the flooded areas?
They're not flooded, but some streets are underwater, and that's the extent of what we have a record of at this time.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll let you get back to it. So a tornado spotted around Highway 11. Newell, what you got coming up now?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.